Yep. All right, so if you can imagine that a phonon is described, is the phonons that we calculated are eigenfunctions of this system where we have masses and linear springs. Because that was the only problem we could solve easily. We linearized the springs and we found the solutions to the problems of these linear springs. So that would be the H0 in this picture. H0 is the linear springs, and if you have just a perfect crystal and you put some phonons in certain states, they will stay in those states forever because those are eigenstates of the system. However, now what we're going to do is perturb the system a little bit. We have this H1. And H1 is a perturbation, and this might be imperfections in the crystal. So there might be a vacancy, there might be some other atoms in the crystal. It's not a perfect crystal anymore. Even the isotopes of the same type of atoms can scatter phonons. So for instance, you have a perfect silicon crystal, but silicon comes in with an atomic weight of 28 and an atomic weight of 29 with a certain mixture. It's a few percent of 29. And that makes some of the atoms a little bit heavier than the others, and that will cause some scattering. It's an imperfection from the perfect model that we started with. What else can go into this H1 is the fact that the springs are not really linear. So we used linear springs mostly for mathematical convenience, because when we used linear springs, it was easy to convert the differential equations into an algebraic equation and we could solve it. But we know that these bond potentials aren't really parabolas. And so if you include that also appears in this H1. And then if you have some initial state, so you have some phonon and some initial state, and you want to know what's the probability that it gets scattered into a final state, or the rate that it will get scattered into the final state, then you use a Fermi's golden rule. This is a formula from quantum mechanics, which tells you what the scattering rate is from some initial state to some final state. And the initial state doesn't have to be a single phonon state. It could be a collection of them. You could start with two phonons with two k values in the initial state. And it's possible, I'll try to draw that. You have a phonon going like this, and it scatters off another phonon. And these two combine and make a third phonon, which in this scattering event, it conserves energy and momentum. So in Fermi's golden rule, this is the part that conserves momentum. You also have, this is the part that conserves energy. You also have to conserve momentum. But you can start with any number of phonons in the initial state and any combination of phonons in the final state. And as long as it conserves energy and momentum, you can calculate the rate of going from the initial state to the final state. And when you do this, what happens is the more phonons you include, the less likely the rate is. So it will just turn out numerically that if you start out with something with say, five phonons, and they combine somehow into four phonons going off in different directions, you could find a combination of four phonons that conserves energy and momentum, but just in practice, those higher order processes where more phonons are involved won't be so relevant. And this kind of scattering is what's responsible for the attenuation of acoustic waves. And you can do experiments on this. You take a nice crystal and you put a transducer that generates waves. And you can generate waves, either acoustic waves or up in the terahertz. You can generate also the optical modes. So let's say we have a transducer that puts out a single frequency and then it just generates plane waves with a K vector going in one direction through the crystal. This plane wave that's going through the crystal is an eigenfunction of the ideal crystal with linear masses and springs, and it would just go on forever in that problem. But the real crystal has some defects in it, and there's these anaharmonic terms, these higher order terms in the bond potential, and that causes the wave to start scattering out in other directions than the forward direction. And so then on the other side of the crystal, you put some kind of detector, and you detect the amplitude of the waves that have passed through the crystal. And this, the amplitude will be smaller because of these scattering events off into other directions. And you make the crystal longer and longer, the amplitude will decay. And you should be able to calculate using Fermi's golden rule. You have to think of what are the relevant scattering events and calculate them all using Fermi's golden rule. And then using that, you can calculate the acoustic attenuation of a sound wave moving through the crystal. And it will be k-dependent, because these rates will also depend on which k values you choose. So it will have a specific frequency dependence. You excite a certain frequency, and that will give a mode. And with that frequency, there are certain k values that you can associate with that frequency. And you should be able to sort that out with this experiment. So you measure at different frequencies, excite different normal modes, and see how they decay.